The headline reads, NIU spends $189K to defend president. Ian Tancoon is a reporter for the Northern Star in DeKalb. After a series of Freedom of Information Act requests, his investigation revealed the university has paid thousands of dollars in legal fees. It stems from a state probe by the agency which looks into allegations of misconduct. Ian, what do you know about the nature of the state investigation?
We don't know much, actually. President Baker and NIU both indicated that they couldn't discuss the nature of the investigation. They both indicated that the OEIG has asked that they not discuss it, so we don't know what it's about.
You were also in contact with President Baker as you worked on this story. How did he respond to the lawsuit and the associated fees the university's been paying?
We briefly discussed it. He did express that he was sorry that the university was having to incur these fees. But that was kind of the extent of him discussing that issue. I think he was as forthcoming as he could be. I'm not sure if they fully grasp, and by they I mean the Baker administration, fully grasp the perception on campus, the fact that we are in the midst of a financial crisis here, and at the same time we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees for investigation around him. So I don't know that they entirely grasp, I guess, what the pulse is on campus.
You found that this legal counsel for this particular case costs more per hour than NIU typically pays for outside counsel. How did the university respond to that?
President Baker, I brought this up with him. President Baker indicated that he had a good working relationship with this law firm. He was the one that hired them, so that's why he opted to choose them, despite the higher costs. It was because of his comfort level with this law firm.
And recently, the Faculty Senate tabled a vote of confidence in President Baker. You spoke with the Faculty Senate Speaker. What did he have to say about the state investigation?
He was very clear to point out that we shouldn't assume guilt as far as what they're investigating. We don't know the nature of what they're investigating, but he was very clear that we shouldn't jump to any conclusions. He also indicated that as far as faculty goes, at least the ones that have complained to him, he's only gotten about 4 or 5 complaints out of, I think, 300 faculty members. So he stressed the fact that it was a small percentage of the faculty that had expressed concerns about this.
Did you have any difficulty accessing this material?
The difficulty was just reviewing the material. There were literally hundreds of pages of documents. A lot of it was legal invoices that I had to kind of sift through. But as far as obtaining the documents, no, I can't say there were any difficulties in doing that.
Obviously, with the timing of this, the university is under extreme financial pressure and budget constraints and recently announced some layoffs. Can you tell me a little bit about the timing? I mean, does your looking into this information kind of correspond with what we're hearing about the university's finances?
In the Northern Star, we published a letter to the editor in March. A former student addressed, raised some concerns with the university. I had heard some fellow classmates express concerns as well in regards to President Baker. So that's kind of what spurred me looking into this. We have never covered this in Northern Star before, so I heard rumors. I'm not going to report rumors. I wanted to get to the facts. And so that's what drove this.